this is one.
Now that there's your leg, but this call your limb, so. Uh-huh. Your limb. This is just what you'd call your thigh.
What about this part of your thigh? Does that have a name?
I don't know.
What about this sensitive bone here? Say, child get mad and kick you in the
chin on your chin.
Uh huh. What about this? This is one.
Your foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say I.
You're squatting down.
Any other way of saying that? Do you ever hear down on your hunkers?
Yeah, I sure have. I sure have.
What's that?
Down on your hunkers.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Say if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Still ill.
Mm-hmm. Did you say he looks a bit poor or puny?
Yeah,
or?
Really puny. He's just on lift.
Uh-huh. Someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
Stout.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or he's not weak, he's...
No, that's right.
He's not weak, he's...
Not with me.
He's not weak.
Oh, no, yeah, he's not weak, that's
he's
right.
He's what?
He ain't weak in his strength. He's got strength in him.
Uh-huh. So he's a... What kind of person? He's a...
Giant?
Uh-huh. But when you talk about stout, are you talking about someone who's overweight or?
Fat folks, what do you call them? These fat people.
What do I call them?
Yeah, they're fat. They don't eat some, or they say they don't eat. Some says eating makes them fat.
Mm-hmm.
But don't make me fat. They eat the fattening food.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a lot of fattening food and they get fat. You know, they're not stout then when they're just fat.
What do you have to be stout?
To be stout?
Uh-huh.
Like you was talking today, eat the right food.
Uh-huh. Well, do you think of a person has to have strength to be... I mean, when you talk about a stout person, you're talking about someone who's strong too, or what?
No, you're talking about being stout, able to work.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who's really easy to get along with, always smile and doesn't lose his temper? You'd say that
he's a good person.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say clever or pleasant?
Yeah, he's pleasant to be around.
Uh-huh. And someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs, you say that he's...
Like a beanpole.
Uh-huh. What if he's always stumbling or dropping things?
What are they called now, dropping things? I know. Clumsy.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Don't tell me.
And a person, an old person who still gets around real well, doesn't show his age. You say he's mighty...
Active.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say he's spry or perky?
Yeah, I've heard that. And I've had people tell me that.
That you're...
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, I get around him. Active, you know. You can get around so good.
Uh-huh. And... A child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm brave.
Or I'm not going upstairs.
I know he said going upstairs now. I know he said I'm not. I know what you said now.
Because I'm what?
I'm afraid. That's uh-huh. what you say.
And a person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you call him a...
A person that has a lot of money and...
But really hangs on to his money. He won't spend a cent.
Oh, he's danger.
Or he's a what?
He's got it and he won't spend it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear him call it tightwad or David?
I have that here to call it tightwad.
Uh-huh. What about when you say that a person is common? What does that mean?
Well, I would think a common person is just...